That is the song Misty Blue by Mary J. Blige and Nikiwe Bikitsha, who is a colleague and a close friend of Xolani Gwala, actually chose that as both one of his favorite songs, Nikiwe, and a dedication to him.
Thank you so much, Joanne. That was one of Xolani Gwala's favorite songs. I had known him for about 20 years. We met as young reporters in the Eyewitness newsroom in Johannesburg. I had just moved to Johannesburg in the year 2000, and he had been working in the newsroom for a while. When I moved to Joburg, Xolani immediately took me under his wing and showed me the ropes of the newsroom, but also took me under his wing in the social life as well. I was a little petrified of the big city. Xolani insisted on holding my hand and taking me to every party there ever was.
Yeah,
but the
was
story
like
behind that song, particularly, Joanne, is that Xolani loved music, right? He adored music. And if he loved a particular song, he would play it at full blast repeatedly wherever you were. So when we were driving in his car en route to the latest, hottest party or at either one of our homes, this is a song he would play at the highest volume. So last week, when I went to pay him a visit in hospital, I hadn't heard the song in years, Joanne, in years.
Yeah.
Literally, as I was maneuvering my car into the parking lot and hospital, it just came on the airwaves. And I thought, oh my goodness, what are the chances,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
As I went to go, in a sense, I suppose, to see how he was doing.
Mm.
We knew that he was now desperately ill. And to say our final farewells, as it were.
You know, that's a very personal moment that I don't want to intrude upon. But that can't have been easy for you, Nikiwe, knowing that this was very possibly the last time you would see him.
It wasn't easy, but it was incredible that even in that moment, his indefatigable spirit came through. Gwala loved life. You know, he relished it. So he worked hard. He played hard. But he also fought very hard in the end for his life. And I think that is incredible, just incredible to see him over the past 2 years fight so courageously despite his own pain and suffering.
The memories that he leaves behind, I mean, you've spoken of some of the really happy memories, some of the funnier memories of being with him, but as a broadcaster as well, I mean, you worked quite intensively together. What will you remember him for? He was such a professional.
He was an immense professional. And I think I was very fortunate that our careers intersected throughout my 20 years in journalism. So we worked together at 702 as young reporters, and then at 702 at the National Broadcaster much later on television and on radio. And I remember when he, in fact, left 702 that first time. And I said to him, God, I mean, we had been such a close-knit unit of a newsroom, and partly because of him, of his unifying spirit and his energy and his enthusiasm as in commitment and passion for his work.
Yes.
I said to him, Gwala, why are you leaving us? You know, we're going to miss you. And he said to me, you know, Nick, at some stage, all of us, we all have to do our national duty. So to me, what that impressed upon me is that for him, journalism wasn't just a chosen career. He saw it as a service to his people, to the nation. And without a doubt, Joanne, he practiced it in that fashion. And everyone will tell you about how meticulous Xolani was about preparation.
Yes,
he would embody the story that he was telling. He would embody the issue he was interrogating. If we sat in the newsroom and there was a breaking story, it was about to do an interview, big or small, you would see him poring over his notes. Every story deserved the same kind of passion and detail and commitment from Xolani.
Yes.
So he would pick that story apart, put it together, and be able to ask the relevant questions and hold people to account. That, to me, is one of the most lasting memories and legacies of the kind of journalism that Xolani practiced, and that I think we should all aspire to.
Oh, lovely memories there, Nikiwe Bikitsha. Thank you so much for sharing them with us, especially that favorite song of his that you say he used to listen to at high volumes.